the heart of Discord right here on the wherever you listen to it. This is Podzilla 1985 After Dark. God damn it. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, tonight's special episode, by the way, this is Podzilla After Horse, although it's pre-horse. Kaz is confused, but let me get to the Kaz first. With me, of course, dicking around, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me. I'm dicking around with something. Don't worry about it.
I'm not. Also with us tonight, the Queen of Darkness, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
We'll keep that forever. Oh,
that's fine.
What else we got here? Shelby Chan.
Hello.
We've got a special, the horse time special tonight, because there will be no horse time tomorrow. So you're going to get your horses in now. We got with us Double H.
Wimitanye, need an adult. Wimitanye.
The Kaz Man. And the Big D Dalton Anthony.
Now, Jesse, you'll appreciate this onesie because this Stitch's teeth actually line up with mine.
Fuck, I gotta go.
See, they're everywhere, but not in a good line.
I gotta
they're
go. Good Lord. This is
our not tonight.
That joke has been in my head for 5 minutes, and I'm like, that's gonna be my introduction. If nobody says it before me, it'll be my introduction.
First Jesse. Thing I said when I saw it was, that's a demented looking Stitch.
Yeah.
That is what she said.
So
I can confirm this.
This basement's cold as hell. So this is why I'm in this. This basement's cold as hell, and I was gonna grab a blanket, but whenever I grabbed the blanket, this was on top of it for some reason, and I'm like, this is a way better choice. Like, there's nothing about that choice that would have been better than this choice.
I could have put a blanket on, or I could dress like I'm a fucking 6-year-old. It's the same decision. It's the same decision.
I can't tell you how many onesies I have.
Yes,
she has a lot.
Yes, you can, and I want you to now.
You're a girl.
Six, I think.
At least six.
Kaz, what's that hashtag up there?
Stitch costume in a basement.
Dude in a Stitch costume.
I love that you're reading it now. As it's like slowly. Can you speed that up like 0.5?
Like 0.5 miles per hour or kilometers?
Kilometers will do it. I don't know if your computer does the metric system since you have all the fancy stuff.
He does. He's got quite the setup over there. Yeah. He's the best amongst us, really. So we really don't have any topics other than Lindsay's idea for 5 favorite video game characters, which is a good idea. Although, well, it's sped up now for sure. There it goes. Now it's now it's backwards.
Don't do it in reverse.
It's dancing.
I wish we'd never taught him that. Like, oh my God.
Hang up on this turkey.
Now it looks like the shopping bag I get from the Chinese restaurant. Thank you. I'm moving in front of my face real fast.
I like that everybody knows exactly what that Chinese restaurant bag is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and right in the middle is the solid one, and all the others are... Yeah.
Right.
It's like what I call the Doppler effect bag. You just...
Kaz, now do, like, you can do classical that... gas.
Gas?
Yeah, do classical gas. It's a Simpsons joke. Don't worry about it. Get out of here. All right, before we get started, since we're not going to be able to do horse time tomorrow, we do have a little bit of house cleaning to do. Hunter, I assume you have the minutes from the last episode, since we're not going to be able to do them tomorrow.
Well, I do, but I do need a pen so I can make some marks. If you would just hand me that pen really quick, please.
Just a pen. Yeah, I got you. Here you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ah, thank you, sir. All right.
All right. Good.
Now, I was not here on this particular show last week,
right?
But I did listen in earlier today to make sure that I had the minutes ready. So if we want to start with the old business, I suspect.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sassume.
That's fine.
Is a new portmanteau. All right. Let's start with the old business in the last week's minutes. We'll go with 801, 802, 803.
Hunter!
Kaz, you have to not have spaces in between this shit. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Kaz, I can't. Okay. All the things that are wrong with that. Fuck spaces.
Is that like a news segment on the show where you're gonna like talk about real estate or
also ironically we didn't
go in a lot of places.
We didn't tell him this, but Tanner's new nickname is Spaces. Hunter, you missed him, Hunter. He stopped in for 3 seconds during the pre-show. From his car.
He did a literal drive by.
Oh, you didn't have to tell me from his car. I knew that much.
I think he was heading over to...
What is that bit from? Like, why did Tanner suddenly start like popping up on shows from his car?
Laziness?
Because he's never home. It's not a bit. This is life, Jesse.
Well, because I don't know what it was that I was watching, but at one point it seemed like he started in his home and then he stuck with you guys and like changed to his phone and walked out to his car, put the camera on his dash, and just drove and talked to you guys.
I think he
would tell you that's devotion. That's what it is.
I believe he was heading to Merle Haggard's grave to pay his respects.
But first he had to make a stop at the Scott City Burger King and get some of that.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
I don't know who that was.
It was Tanner. It had to have been, guys.
It's either Tanner or Ethan, because Ethan's ducking me, so I think he's got a guilty conscience. No, he's listening. He's going to freak out. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. Ethan, I don't mean it, baby bird. I'm not going to feed you, because Burger King already did. Anyway. So I posted on my Facebook that I didn't have anything planned, so ask me some questions. But I also posted that like 20 minutes ago, so like nobody answered yet. But we do have a couple, and I just want to read those off real quick. Dalton Anthony wants to know to check my Instagram. I don't know what that means.
It was so you could get the preview of this.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Michaela said, "Why do you guys like me?" I don't have an answer for that. Like the jury's still out on that one. Favorite Disney song. I'm curious about that. What is your favorite Disney song? That's a good question.
Whole New World. Easy enough. I can show you some trash. No, really, that would actually be my answer.
Hard one.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Friend Like Me. Either one of them is from Aladdin, so.
Those are both really good.
Dalton, I can't tell if you're just frozen or if you're waiting. Okay, Dalton, go.
The opening song to A Bug's Life.
Hang up on him.
Somehow, this is an opinion-based question, and you still gave the wrong answer. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you pulled it off.
That is you did it. My favorite Disney movie of all time.
That's fine. That's fine. No one's going to make fun of you while you're here for it.
Yeah.
Lindsay. You're the only person here, I think, qualified to answer on a legal level.
I don't know that I can just pick one. Like that's.
Did you say she was qualified so or qualified?
If I'm going off the top of my head, probably Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Also,
that's a really good.
Which was also the original name of this podcast.
But I
still
also
is
really
we play
like
our cards, right?
On the other side and Go the Distance and Be Prepared and The Bells of Notre Dame. Like, there's so many good songs. Like, I can't just pick one.
What about Under the Sea? Under the Sea.
Under the Sea.
Like, as a child, The Bare Necessities was my favorite.
It's yeah.
A bare Necessities. The fucking redneck bear.
I feel like you're projecting that. I don't remember Baloo being any about a redneck.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was.
I didn't know. Is Tanner going to play Baloo in the remake?
What'd you say, Dalton?
I said, is Tanner going to play Baloo in the remake? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, but from his car. So I hope it's like, it's on Zoom.
I don't know how he can do that and be all three of the crows from Dumbo at the same time. That's not going to work. That shooting schedule is not going to line up.
Are you talking about the film shooting or Tanner shooting?
Yes.
I heard he's gonna go out back and shoot some cans. Anyway,
no.
I don't like how your internet cut out when you said can. That's all we heard.
Joe
that
Biden.
Timing was real bad.
Joe Biden heard me. He's gonna cut me off. Jesse, what's your favorite Disney song?
Stand Out.
Ooh, that's a solid one.
From that's the show that Shannon gets mad that we keep promoting.
Stop promoting.
Stop promoting that film.
Stop promoting that film.
That's not going to happen.
Shelby?
I'll make a man out of you.
That's a good one.
That's also a good one.
Choice.
That's a
real good one.
Kazman? Yeah.
I don't think y'all got like my...
I already don't.
It's going to be...
That little ditty called Our Founder, the Bigot.
Was that... Which Lion King sequel was that from?
I think that was the one with the crows, actually. Or maybe... Or maybe Dumbo, the first cut.
No, I think you're talking about what was the Songs of the South, the version that he only showed at parties.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah. Well, Kaz ruined
only a funny to him.
Kaz ruined a sweet moment, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it anyway.
Everything.
Now I See the Light is from Tangled.
Yep, that's a good one.
That song legit makes me tear up. So, Mandy Moore and not Zach Braff get me every time. I don't remember his name. I'm sorry.
Not Zach Braff.
But he always he reminds me of Zach Braff, but he's not Zach Braff.
Are you sure it's Zachary Levi? And are you sure it's his singing voice?
Yeah, no, he did. He did his own singing. Because I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up because I was like, okay, I know Mandy Moore did hers. Obviously, she's a singer. But did Zachary Levi do his? And he did. So that dude's super talented. Also, we got another question here. Someone said earlier, what's your blood type? Literally none of us know our blood types. I said, maybe Hunter.
I do know my blood type. I said I did.
Oh, yeah, well, he said he knew it.
No, Dalton, other way. Nope, other way. There you go. Okay. Jesse, what's your blood type?
I am O positive.
Me too.
We found out earlier that at least Dalton's not HIV positive.
Nope.
So. Well, he might be, but he's not positive. That's the problem.
I am not HIV positive as of September 2020. So, 2020 wasn't too bad.
But how were you feeling around positive right now?
No.
How were you feeling around January 2008, though?
Fuck. Dalton, I've got some Aladdin news. Your test results came back Aladdin. No one remembers that. No one remembers that. Who are you fighting? A duck-sized horse or a horse-sized duck?
That's not how that works.
Yeah, the
answer is a duck-sized horse.
Yeah.
If it's just one of them.
It's supposed to be 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck.
I mean, isn't a horse-sized duck just a chocobo? You know?
I'm scared of chocobos.
Shout out here living in 3021.
Casper, I see it, buddy.
I'm editing my choice.
I see that. Sweet Transvestite from Transylvania. That's from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, I believe. Anyway, I just thought of this Disney question. What do you guys care if I like some of the previous posts on Podzilla page? Because I'm desperate for that top fan badge. Go for it. Go nuts. Like everything. Share. Hit subscribe.
Wait, time. Why do you want to be our top fan? Like, I feel like you should aspire for much higher in life.
Why did you call time out to ask a question that was relevant to the topic at hand?
We met Tanya. I see Stitch. We met Tanya.
We don't have a top fan? Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Wait, what?
Somebody's. I was saying, do we have any top fan badges? And Shelby said we do not.
Like, do you two have it or just in general?
No, does anybody hit for Podzilla? Like, does Podzilla have somebody with that badge?
I know Maria had one for a while. I don't know if she still has it.
I don't know how long they last.
Yeah.
How many? Some of that has to do with, like, page likes, too. Doesn't it? How many page likes do we have?
I don't understand how Michaela doesn't have the Eternal Top badge. She is literally here for every show, and she comments on every show.
The live stuff doesn't count, I don't think.
But she never hits like on anything, probably.
That shit should be like an NBA Jam on fire icon. Just
yes.
Like,
she should have. She
from
should
downtown!
Have. Dalton
and
took
then other fans came by a bucket.
Dalton took a test recently and found out he's not on fire, so let's give it up for him.
Wait, I thought you said HIV, not her. Okay.
Negative on all of it. All of it. Everything's fine.
And by negative, you mean that the results are bad. You got it all.
Who knew negative could mean a good thing?
They're Aladdin.
You okay there, Cass?
Just hot.
It's very hot here.
It's probably because the alcohol you drink is warming you up, buddy.
It's freezing down here. And that's why I'm in the onesie.
I would absolutely trade you. We haven't run the AC yet at all because we're trying to rebalance our budget thing. And because winter fucked us real hard. this house is drafty as shit. And even like setting the heat to 65.
Hey, at least you won't have to put up with it too much longer.
Yeah. Super excited about that.
We're playing a game called Race to Closing. I think me and Jesse are. And he has a leg up on me. But
oh, why is everything
Yeah, everything froze.
Yeah, Hunter is like skipping around.
Yeah.
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 But I'm gonna have Jesse
all bad.
Just a little bit because I will beat him to the race to move.
Maybe. If you don't close till June 1st, we might beat you.
We have to close before. We have to close before. That's the contract.
Oh, I thought you were closing on June 1st.
No, we're probably going to close in the next couple weeks. But
oh, you're going to beat us then. We already have our closing date.
What's your closing date? So I know what to beat.
It's the 21st.
Oh, you bitch. I got you beat. Oh, you bitches.
We tried to push it back as much as possible because we still have, you know, till the end of July here.
Yeah, so we're going to be paying 2 months worth of rent here.
Well, Lindsay, so I know where we're going. Yeah, I know where we're going for 2 months. Yeah.
I mean, Andrew's still here. I'm sure he wouldn't mind the company.
About to say, you really worried about that security deposit?
Wait, did Andrew not move yet?
No.
Oh. I thought he was gone already.
I love Andrew.
He's a good guy.
So, yeah. If you guys want to take over, there will be two rooms technically open.
We don't. Just for the record, nah, I'm good. I figured if I can. No.
Sorry. Stop putting it over here then.
Is there a domestic dispute going on? There's a domestic dispute going on. Children, you want to talk about it?
Oh, I burnt the shit out of my finger, and then she's just like, you know, being sweet and petting my arm and everything, and occasionally she'll graze it.
I don't think Dalton should be calling anybody children, considering I'm about to call child services on him. They shouldn't have left that little kid down there in the basement alone on a computer. Some bad people could get a hold of him and talk to him, especially if he's on webcam. We Matanye, I see a child in danger. We Matanye. Oh, the look on Lindsay's face says it all. She is over this shit. This
Lindsay
is
not like used to horse time. Real quick before we move on, that clip that I sent you that we were talking about the this is a school. You can't the clip. The clip that I sent you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
You blanked out for most of that. I got it now though. The clip. Super. The clip. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you recognize the guy who was yelling at Jonah, this is a school, and telling him to stop? Do you know who that was?
No.
So I've watched Veep all the way through twice now. We've watched it beginning to end. That character doesn't show up until about halfway through, but then he's like a guest star pretty regularly on the last few seasons. And yesterday, as we were watching the last episode, I was like, that guy looks really familiar. It's Peter McNichol. It's Janos from freaking Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, he just doesn't really look like that anymore.
Yeah, you didn't recognize it because he wasn't dressed up like an English nanny.
Pretty much.
Was the problem.
Yeah, but it's that's him. But now that I realize that his signature catchphrase in Veep is, shut the fuck up! It's very, very hard to watch Ghostbusters too now.
I like that.
Because I kind of just want him to do that in the movie now.
I like that a secret catchphrase is simply, shut a secret catchphrase. Jesus Christ.
A secret catchphrase. Mindy has said the secret word.
I know. wait, there's a Ghostbusters 2? Kaz, give me a gif.
Give you the dolphin?
Give me the dolphin.
Oh, you know you want it. I gotta figure out where it went. There he is.
Can you mix him with some Quaid?
With some Quaid? Yeah. Oh, I think I can do that. I think I can.
This is actually a live look inside Shannon's head when somebody goes, oh, there's a Ghostbusters 2. That's what it looks like.
Hold on. Wait. You said Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait for it.
He's going to do it.
Now, can you make Peter McNichol say, shut the fuck up? Like through his teeth?
Maybe. I don't know. That might be tricky.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best part of Veep, honestly.
Shelby, you like horror films. It's
a great show.
Right?
Yes.
Have you guys watched Host yet?
I don't think so.
No.
Doesn't sound familiar.
It's basically this, but a horror film. It was filmed during quarantine, and it's about...
Oh, yeah, we did see that.
Yeah. No, we did.
I was watching the kill count for that today. I might go back and watch it again, because the kill count looked better than the movie I actually watched, so maybe I just didn't give it a fair shake. I don't know.
Isn't that just Unfriended?
Sort of, but they're like doing a seance to summon a demon.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, because Unfriended, like, they're having a regular conversation.
Hold on.
Pops in.
It just got really good. So Dalton's mom just jumped in and said, "What in the hell are you wearing?" That's awesome.
I can't the believe she talked to Shelby talking that to way. Kaz. I hate you, Hunter. We were going for the same joke, different host.
I was just trying to say your joke louder so that I would get the attention. Right, Ethan? Right.
More like fart night.
More like fart night.
Hunter did a great one. All right. Lindsay, you had a topic for us tonight, right? I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. I'm entertaining myself.
Didn't you also have a couple of trivia questions left over that we could answer?
I have leftover ones from the last three games if you guys want to just answer random questions, but...
I don't have paper.
Jesse does.
I mean, we got
seven people for a top five list. Like,
yeah, but they're the top five favorite video game characters. I feel like that would go pretty quick.
I already told you my top one earlier today anyway. The low poly shrimp from RuneScape.
And
good choice.
I'm really pissed off because my favorite Mortal Kombat character did not make the cut. Art Lean?
Mm-hmm.
Art, put some respect on his name.
Because he got his ass kicked by Cole Young.
I ain't seen it yet. Kaz, come
Nerd.
On.
No, don't worry. Art Lean is not in the film.
Means nothing.
That's why we hate it. That's why we hate that film. I know that's why we hate it. All right.
Cole Young is the greatest.
Do you guys have a top five video game characters ready?
I mean, I have a top 18.
Do you say you have a top 18? I couldn't even think of 18 video game characters.
What?
Not that I would like. All right, I'm just going to write mine down on pen real quick, pen and pad.
What do you guys think the odds are?
You write them on pen?
I need a... Hunter, do you have a pen that I can use to write this down?
Because
I
don't. Right here, you ready?
Yeah. Sorry, 15.
Yeah, give that to me real quick. Oh, there you go. Sweet. Appreciate that.
Is it a problem that one of them, it leaves with black ink and enters with blue?
That's when it enters the Matrix.
It's not perfect, man.
The science.
It's like when we're playing Call of Duty and zombies and the escort, you know, the escort's trying to go over the Dark Aether and gets thrown around. And when it comes back, it's never the same as it was before.
Very Rick and Morty.
Also, we didn't mention this earlier, and I feel bad about it because Zach actually said something super sweet about the Disney answer, and I want to mention that real quick because he deserves it. He says my favorite Disney song is "You'll Be in My Heart." My mom used to sing it to me. I'm not gonna make fun of that at all. I got two. We'll start with Hunter. Let's just list all five. Just go down the list. Your top
five. Do
it
all five right now?
Yeah, do all five right now.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. All right. So never mind.
We'll start with someone else.
No, I got them. Okay. I'm ready. How about we do
one at a time? Because I don't have the list made.
All right, we'll do one at a time. Hunter, you start. Thank you. You know what? Dalton, you start. All right.
I got it.
All right.
Sonic the Hedgehog is the very first one I'm listing. Everybody was Mario kid. I was a Sonic kid when I was a kid. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about up to Sonic and Knuckles and 3, and that's it. Everything past that is whatever. But I was very much like, I was not an artist. The only thing I could draw was a pretty good Sonic the Hedgehog. I made my own little comics. I had all the comic books. I had all the games. I also had a sentimental attachment to one when that year that my parents were divorced, my grandpa got me like a little Sonic the Hedgehog thing that I kept with me at all times. It wasn't like an action figure, but it was about as close as you were going to get to Sonic at that time, to like a Sonic toy. So I kept that with me a lot. And it was just, Sonic was a big deal to me.
I feel like Shannon and Shelby are resisting the urge to make Sonic Chew comments.
Instead, I will mention that my favorite toy as a kid, because I grew up poor, I used to eat, as Jesse knows, because he was very similar, we used to eat bread with sauce on it, and that was a barbecue sandwich.
Yeah.
So
delicious.
One of my favorite toys, I had a blue ball, and that was Sonic the Hedgehog, but he had a disease where he could not get out of the ball form. So he was always rolling.
Why did it have to be a disease?
It was always rolling.
Why wouldn't that just be a feature?
Well, no, a feature would be able to go into the ball.
Yeah.
The disease is not being able to go back out.
Like, it's like it's old Sonic, so he has arthritis. So once he got in the ball, he's just like, I'm not getting out of it. I'm here. This is my life now. Dalton.
I did something similar with a mini basketball and Samus Aran.
Oh,
that's fair.
Hey, what's up?
That's a good move.
What's up, Jake? Jake's in here watching. Danny Jake, not you know, Hunt Dude.
Oh, what's up,
Jake?
No, this one would call me Double H. He's the one who came up with that, actually.
It's not Triple H, you idiot.
No.
I remember when I got to GameStop and I was looking through through all the names on Hunter's profile. Yeah. It just said it's two H's, you idiot. It's not Triple H.
That's because Burke got into this habit of calling me Triple H, and I was like, "Where's the third one, Burke? Where is it?"
Handsome Hunter Hendricks. Oh, that works. All right.
Now, see, you have a better answer that I would have gone with. He didn't have one.
All right, Perryville Stitch.
Crypto from Destroy All Humans.
Hate that town.
We know. we've established that fact. All right, Crypto from Destroy All Humans.
Yeah, I always like those games. They're super underrated. It's good. It's good. Good character. He's a little angry dude. A little angry all the time.
As we all are, to be fair. All right. Let's move over to the person that really regrets being on the show tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Oh, we're doing me early? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going cock work.
Okay. I am going to start off with my favorite character from Animal Crossing, Apollo.
Oh, shit. Lindsay learned how to do pictures, too.
He is the best bird. And he's poking me in the eye at the moment.
It looks like he's about... to me, it looks like he's about to give her one across the face if she keeps mouthing off. No,
for me, it's like,
karate chop.
No, he's asking why we're still up. We should all be going to bed because we're kids. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dalton's definitely not, you know, doing anything against that stereotype.
Dalton's playhouse.
Let's move over to Jesse. Jesse, what do you got?
Where'd you read that, Kaz, on the police report?
That's what I was
on case net
up to the chair.
So we had a really good Thanksgiving episode. Like everybody.
Why?
I just want to get all this heat back on Shannon.
That's fitting to become one of the lost episodes, as of all of Shannon's terrible life moments.
Honestly, the Thanksgiving episode should probably become the lost episode.
You might need to delete it tonight.
Yeah,
it's just not going to have enough data space when those downloads happen.
See, back then, gay rape was okay. Now, it's not.
No, it was never okay, and that's why
every time Chad brings the joke up, I don't find it funny.
Never,
Chad. Never. Kaz, do you know about this?
I don't want to. Let's move on.
Do you hear about this,
it's,
Kaz?
It's your friend. It's your friend Chad
after the show.
Yeah,
we can fill a Shelby in too because Shelby doesn't know it either.
And there goes Kaz. All right, Jesse.
He's out.
Jesse, did you name a character?
Well, Hunter already stole one from me, so I'm going to take this one before he can. Commander Shepard.
I was not going to mention Shepard.
Woohoo!
Hi, Nick.
Mass Effect.
Hi, Nick Martin. Also, not Chad Gray. Chad Gray says, please clarify which Chad. Absolutely not Chad Gray. Not Chad Gray.
That's a different color.
Chad G,
but not Chad Gray. All right, so Jesse said the Noid from Yo Noid. Okay, Shelby.
I clearly heard Cool Spot from the 7-Up game.
Also,
I love that game.
I love that game as a kid.
That game was so fun.
I think we rented it all the time at Village Video.
Hello, Nick Martin. I think I said it, but just in case I forgot. Also want to mention, did you see the Noid is back? They're putting him in they're putting him in the Crash Bandicoot game.
Yep. What?
The Noid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a deep cut. That's a throwback. They should have threw it back. Dalton, go.
That's a deep dish.
I have the Noid Funko Pop.
There's a Funko Pop?
Of course there's a Funko Pop.
Dalton, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, by the way. Sorry, Lindsay, go ahead.
I still have one of the Cool Spot plushies that switches from a basketball to the Cool Spot.
Yes. Dalton, you keep all your Funko Pops in the box, right?
No, Sadie does.
Oh, okay. Well, I have terrible news for her. She doesn't have a collection. She has an inventory. You have to take them out of the box to collect and own. Anyway.
Shelby!
Don't tell her I said that. We don't even know each other. She's going to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
That's what she says to me. It's fine.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn? Shelby.
Kazooie from Banjo-Kazooie.
Ooh. Which one is Kazooie? I'm sorry.
The bird.
It's the bird in the backpack.
Okay. He's both.
He's both Banjo and Kazooie.
That's not how that works.
I was curious if there was going to be another entry that was very similar in your top five list, so I looked over.
What? Why?
Oh, I just figured, like, I could see you running with, like, if you were me, you would run with the joke of, like, all right, my first favorite is Kazooie from Banjo and Kazooie, and then your next one's going to be Banjo from Banjo and Kazooie.
And then Ukulele, and then the Noid. We know. All right.
You didn't even say the witch.
You know, Gruntilda? No, she's pretty badass.
Kazmian.
And then her her good sister Grunhilda.
I've never played Banjo Kazooie. These references are absolutely lost on me. I'm so sorry.
They're Shelby's favorite series.
I'm so sorry. My absolute favorite. Kaz. Oh,
the fade out is my favorite part.
What do you think Kaz's next selection on the list will be?
Is this true?
I don't think so.
By the way, Kaz selected Grom.
Grom. That's Grom.
From the class that was Grom. Balin.
He loved Balin.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Can't use Balin. Balin's gone.
Okay. Well.
That was great.
I think that's going to end the show.
That was a fast list.
I feel sad because I don't have any pictures like Lindsay did. My first one is Mario, because I'm simple as fuck.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mario.
And Luigi Mario. No, not Luigi Mario. Luigi.
Only the movie has ever called them Mario and Luigi Mario.
The Mario Brothers.
Hey, Gina's in here, Kaz.
Mama, why you never remember my name?
I'm a sorry green Mario.
I'm sorry.
Mario is the classic character, and he's the best. Although, I did lose my love for him once he got a voice. I hate his voice. I prefer when he was...
Oh, come on.
No, I don't...
Love his voice.
Charles Martinet does a great job.
He does a great job, but when you beat the level and he goes like, it's Mario time! I'm like, you arrogant fuck. Who do you think you are? You know?
He's also an interesting dude.
He's got more money than you.
I was pointing at you, Jesse, but I wasn't pointing... I don't know.
I am to, yeah, yes. That works. Lindsay's between us, but it does not change much.
Kaz has got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Kaz point right
out. Hey, let's move on. Hunter.
My second choice is going to be one Leon S. Kennedy. From the Resident Evil series.
Kaz, in Discord, you're right, but you're actually betting Shelby on the podcast.
Oh, my bad. I'm all fucked up over here.
Yeah, I'm going with Leon. Across Resident Evil is pretty well known among you guys to be one of my favorite series of all time, and across the series, the most consistent and best character, in my opinion, is Leon. He has a pretty solid arc. He doesn't get totally ridiculous, you know, between games and such. He's always pretty well the same kind of guy. I could almost just as easily sub him out for Claire, but I'm going to go with Leon. Just for Leon's appearance in Resident Evil 4 and being the, you know, key protagonist throughout that.
It's not Chris.
Who's your second favorite? No. Who's your second favorite? And why is it Jill Valentine? Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah.
Nope, Claire. And Jill, the reason it's not Jill, and the only reason it's not Jill, Resident Evil 5. 5 ruined her. Making her the... What?
Is that what she was the bad guy? What did Dalton just do?
Yeah, with the whole, got pissed about something. Thing and all that, and she had the little blonde, like, implant blonde on her neck.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that was, and it's, don't get me wrong, it's not her fault. You know, as a character,
she's just, a character.
That was a stupid choice.
Yeah,
yeah, so she's a great character, and I would have stuck mostly with her three appearance.
Oh, don't drop something.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but yeah, no, I'm going with Leon.
Speaking of Stitch Mouth, what do you got?
And what'd you break?
Not my phone, and I'm gonna go with Handsome Jack from the Borderlands series.
Damn it, Dalton.
Suck it, Jesse.
Best villain in any game ever.
Yeah, and it's not even close.
Oh, Kefka would like a word.
Nope.
I mean,
I've played both. I've played both. Handsome Jack.
Most
all day.
Most Final Fantasy villains would have an argument. Yeah, I can't agree with that. But it is a good character. It is a good character.
Yeah,
he's the best character.
He's a good character.
Then why wasn't it your first choice? All right, moving on.
Oh, got to there. Lindsay, go ahead.
Who's next?
Lindsay.
Back to me. All right. We are going to go with my favorite and usually only Smash Brothers choice, Kirby.
Yeah.
the pink Powerball. Powerpuff. Yes. Fuck me. Good night, guys.
I love Kirby. Although my favorite Kirby game was actually Epic Yarn, even though it was kind of dumb, but I really liked it.
You liked it because it was cute.
Shannon's gone. Yeah. And because it was basic and I suck at normal video games. So I see a bunny.
Kirby's cool.
Yes. Is it a bad bunny?
Not today.
Lindsay, but why is this your favorite version of Kirby that I just put in the Discord there?
I'm not going to look. No. I'm not going to look.
Is it terrifying?
Does he like feet?
It depends.
I like
Depends
it.
On your point of view. Oh, shit.
I like that Kirby a lot, actually. As long as he's not in my kitchen or, like, coming at me in the dark.
If he had another one, it'd be even better. I got to tell you, that'd be pretty terrific.
The two knives? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Don't go.
Here you go, Lindsay.
Oh, no.
I need...
No, I like the other one better.
I need the first one to kill the second one for me.
Yes. Yeah.
The first one is the only one defending me from the other one, I believe.
I need to know about the Hitler porg that I'm looking at right above.
No, don't mention it on the air.
Why?
Come on, man. Have some class. Anyway.
That was an unmentioned incident from Tuesday.
Has now been mentioned.
Not to create a diversion, but I see, Lindsay, you have North Face on your jacket.
I do.
Now, Kaz is a smart face. Just so everybody knows.
This is a not gonna cry face.
All right, let's go to Jesse.
Looks like an about to cry face to me.
I mean, I can just hide that.
No, it's fine. Jesse, please.
Master Chief.
Master Chef.
The Halo series.
Yeah. Also
one of my favorite franchises of all time.
Also known as John.
It's true.
Correct.
Street,
yes. Okay,
that
was great. Street
cred. Correct. Oh, yeah, look at this! Look at this motherfucker in his onesie, just walking around back there. Look at this motherfucker in his onesie.
If you just jumped into this stream, I would assume you were watching a serial killer. What is happening down here?
We're tuned into a serial killer's webcam.
This looks like one of those videos that you get in the mail in an unmarked VHS that you immediately turn over to the police.
We're not.
It just became I want to believe.
And it hasn't gotten better.
It's that beard. That beard is what sells it. All right.
I'm willing to say that nobody said a character between me checking the door for Maisie and getting back, right?
No, Jesse said Hezbollah. The favorite character.
Anyway. I heard way too much laughter whenever I muted my mic and walked away. I'm like, yep, that wasn't good enough.
Well, no, that was something else. Hunter remembered something really funny from Herman's head, and we were all laughing about
it. Yeah, it was a good episode that was on last night.
All right, Jesse said Master Chief. Master Chief. Jesse, say it
again.
You got it.
Right.
Let's go to Shelby. Shelby.
Probably Mr. Rossetti from Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Because I, for whatever reason, love it whenever you would, like, he'd get real mad at you and then, like, bring you down into his house. You get to see Mr. Rossetti's place.
I never saw that. That's...
You gotta really make
him mad, though.
you had to really aggravate him.
Dalton,
he was, like, the original Animal Crossing bad guy, and Mr. Nook was actually a second in that one.
Well, that's before we really realized how awful Tom Nook was.
No, Tom Nook is a saint.
He's actually a really good guy. And everyone's just like, nah, he's evil.
He demands money for services, that bastard.
You can pay off at your leisure.
That's true. That's true. Kaz. Kaz.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh. That's that. Okay, so for my next one, I'm going to say Duke Nukem.
That tracks.
I hate that he picked the absolute worst version of Duke Nukem for
it. The most bruh version of Duke Nukem.
From the worst Duke Nukem game.
I can't Kaz, you've seen the Ventrilo harassment, right? Where the dude keeps playing the Duke Nukem clips to the people playing Lord of the Rings online.
Oh, that's a classic.
No. Oh, I gotta send it to you. That is, I've got balls of steel. Steel.
Balls of steel.
I came to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Blow it out your ass. All right.
Blow it out
your ass. It's great. I'll send it to you after the show.
All-time classic.
Actually, Jesse, will you send it to him real quick? Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
That took way too much convincing to simply do that. All right, I can't pick my next one because I can't pick between them. I want to pick one character per game, so I don't want to do like two from one game. So I'm just gonna put them together: Arthas Menethil and Jaina Proudmoore from Warcraft. Arthas because he becomes the best bad guy in video games, mm-hmm. and Jaina Proudmoore because she has the best character arc, and her as the badass pirate queen. I didn't see that coming, but it's awesome. Jesse knows
no
what I'm talking
for
about.
Illidan.
Illidan, I mean, Jaina is awesome.
Illidan was always too edge lord for me. He was the edge lordiest fucking Warcraft character, and I think Jesse will agree with me on that one. He was just.
No, I don't know. He's not the most edge lordiest because what is his name? Sylvanas simp.
The demon.
No. What is his name? He's the ranger. He's the undead ranger. Nathanos is the most edgelordiest edgelord in all of Warcraft.
That's another episode that no one here is going to be interested in, so we're going to save that conversation for a later time. All right. Let's take it back to Hunter.
All right. I'm going to do Tanner a solid because if he were here, he would absolutely mention, and he was also on my list, Ezio Auditore da Firenze, the Assassin's Creed 2 protagonist. Well, and then Brotherhood and Revelations? Yeah.
Yep.
He's the best assassin. It, really, there was no reason to make any of those other games. Now, he's going to hate me for saying that, but really,
right.
Two and that two trilogy were the best ones.
You don't like Connor? So,
nope.
I did, but nope. You're not wrong. He's not the best.
He's the Anakin Skywalker of the Assassin's Creed series.
Jesse.
Anakin Skywalker hits for me.
Jesse, do you remember working at GameStop, Ezio Auditore?
No, that was at a convention.
Convention. Okay.
Ezio Auditore. I'll never forget it. They had, so we went to this convention, they were having the cosplay contest. And every convention we go to, Lindsay is very adamant that we go to those, and it's usually a pretty fun time. They got an announcer that was a hotel employee. So he knew none of this stuff.
It was cringy.
And he was trying to read off these names to the best of his ability. And the one that actually got like actual laughter from me and Shannon was Ezio Auditore.
Auditore.
Oh, Ezio.
Would you say that he just evascrated that name?
Oh, yeah. I would in fact say he did that.
Oh, all right, Dalton, what do you got? What's next? What's next in the journey?
I'm going to go with Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat. Any of them. I'll take any. Not Revenant. I hate the Revenants in Mortal Kombat, but like any other is awesome.
So not all of them. All of them but one.
All of them but the stupid zombie, not zombies. But that goes for all of them in Mortal Kombat.
That's true. That was pretty stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love Liu Kang. He's awesome.
I have to wait. Lindsay, go ahead.
Why do you have to wait? Oh, because...
It's not my turn.
I know why.
I wouldn't even put Liu Kang in my top five from Mortal Kombat characters.
Too bad this wasn't your top five for Dalton, Jesse.
Just saying.
Well, I'm going to follow Shannon's route and go with World of Warcraft, but I am picking Sylvanas because she's fucking nuts.
I love Sylvanas. Like, she's I hate what they're doing with her right now.
I know.
But I love Sylvanas.
I also just, like, love the evolution of her look. Like, going back to, like, early WoW, how she was just, like, the creepy banshee to this.
Well, actually, like, she's upgraded. Cool. She's upgraded since then. Now she doesn't even have the midriff showing. She's got like full armor, which is something that me and the ex always found funny, because we were looking in St. Louis once and we found this badass Sylvanas statue. And I'm like, oh, I want to get that. We found this anime store. But the Sylvanas was clearly a bootleg because she looked exactly the same, but she wasn't wearing pants. It was just like an armored thong. And I was like, Sylvanas does not wear an armored thong.
Oh, Sylvanas never worn a battle thong.
My action figures in your room, as far as that goes, in the box still, isn't it?
She's got
pants.
Yeah, that's right there. Yeah, she's got pants because it's an official figure. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Cute of you to assume it's your figure since it's in my place.
Because you have all the Warcraft stuff other than my fairy dragon.
Well, then that would be yours.
Right.
But everything else would be...
Would be mine, yeah. See, Hunter...
Oh, no, because you have my succubus also. I summoned him.
Hunter,
you said his name one too many times.
Hunter, it's that old rule. What's yourn is yourn, and
what's ourn is ourn.
Somebody calling in from a vehicle.
Oh, God.
Adora Torres.
What is happening there?
There's a story with that hair.
We're not going to talk about it.
But anyway, Sylvanas is amazing, and I love like that BFA cinematic.
Uh-huh.
Sylvanas was so awesome. Like right before, you know, everything went to shit.
Everything went to hell. Yeah.
It's like, well, we got to make Sylvanas a bad guy, but why though?
Yeah.
Did you have to?
Well, because she was always a little nuts.
She's just gone like batshit crazy at this point, and but I mean
storyline wise, she absolutely should. I mean, she was a hero. Then she died. She was enslaved by the Lich King, and then she broke free, and she's just pissy.
Well, like, yeah, she's always been a little nuts, but it's she's always had a very clear motive. Like, it's she is for her people.
Right.
And then eventually, like, she kind of encompassed the entirety of the Horde in that, but...
All right, let's go. Next up, Toast Malone. With that hair.
What? I don't know. What are we talking about?
You look like you told Dave Chappelle to hit you three times.
You look like you just woke up.
I just got out of the shower.
Oh, that would explain it. All right, then let's go to Jesse, who does know what's happening.
All right.
You could have just filled me in.
Top five video game characters. So, get your list now.
So everybody had their classic platformers. You had your Marios. You had your Sonics. I liked both of those games a lot, but Mega Man was always my favorite.
I have like three Mega Mans back there. Yeah, absolutely.
Mega Man 2 and Mega Man X are two of just my all-time favorite games ever.
Boy, that's one of those series that like they haven't done anything with in so long, and you wonder, other than Smash Brothers, and you're like, why? So many of Capcom and Konami's like classic games, they just don't touch anymore. Castlevania, Mega Man, Contra. I mean, it's just
Well, it's because every time they try to do them new, it's never as good as it was before. I mean, Mega Man...
That Battle Network and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, got turned into like a Saturday morning cartoon for seven-year-olds, and it was just,
I guess
then everything after like X3 was just like straight garbo.
Yeah.
Yep.
It got bad. Shelby Chan.
Yeah.
Vivian from Paper Mario, the youngest of the three ghost sisters.
I never played Paper Mario, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Crickets. Yeah, sorry.
I did, but it's been a long time.
She was like the cute sister, but you find out that she wasn't actually a girl, she was a boy, but she was the cutest one of them all.
Is this the GameCube one? Is this Thousand Year Door? That's why I don't remember it, because I've only played that one once. That's why I don't remember. Okay.
Yep.
Can you, one of you bring up a picture of it. I want to see this ghost and put it in the...
She's like a boo, right? But she's got like the little, she's like a bow.
No,
I'm thinking of somebody else.
She's like a purple ghost that rises up out of the ground, and she's wearing a striped hat.
This is why I need to see it, because I don't recognize the character.
I might be thinking of the
working on it.
I think there was a boo in that one.
While we're doing that, Kaz, what you got
there
next?
There was a boo in that one.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of then.
This is Vivian.
There you go. It's in the chat.
Looking. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
I like her hat.
I like her hat. Man. Make a hat. Kazman.
Make a hat.
Shoot it.
Big Pappy.
Make a hat. Oh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Big Daddy from Bioshock.
That's a good call.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised one of the Bioshock characters wasn't your first.
I mean, I like Bioshock a lot. It's one of my favorite games of all time, but there's no, like, specific character. Like, if enough of mine got named, I was probably going to do Booker DeWitt.
I remember the first time Bob got the first Bioshock. I didn't know anything about it. We didn't know anything about it. He just thought it looked cool. And the first time you see the Big Daddy and he's not doing anything, and then Bob kept dicked with him enough that his eyes turned red, and we both went, oh no.
The first time you meet a Big Daddy in the first Bioshock game, you're just like, oh, what the hell is that?
What the
and
hell?
And then, like, you see him just straight murder someone with that big drill, and you're like, do I have to fight him? And they're like, yeah, you gotta fight him real quick. Nah.
No, I'm good.
Pass.
Stage left.
Here you go.
What you got? Booyah.
Welcome to Rapture.
Ooh.
All right.
Nice.
I've also got some Bioshock posters up in my office. And then somewhere over there, I've got a bunch of Bioshock statues.
Nice. That's going to have to be relocated.
To Kaz's place.
Yes.
No.
Okay, they're all about shit.
Well, they had to be.
Zach brings up a good point. We can't see the chat. Yeah, I know. There's so many people on screen.
I'll just grab
this. Come on, y'all got most, y'all out there in the world got Google?
Yeah, do your own fucking work. All right.
Goddamn. Don't be so dependent.
This is what the Republicans complain about. My next pick is related to Dalton's, except superior, because the best Mortal Kombat character is not Liu Kang. It's clearly Johnny Cage. It's always Johnny Cage. It will always be Johnny Cage. So,
true? Is this true?
Yes.
Johnny Cage.
I can see how you would like the plain ass, vanilla, boring as fuck Liu Kang, or you could go with the charismatic, handsome, and, you know, storyline friendly Johnny Cage. He's got it all.
Or you could go with
money,
the super edge women. Lord.
Which one? How? Which of the
Jesse?
Ninjas?
You got to be way more specific than that.
Yeah, it's one of the
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, I'm putting a lot of people above Johnny Cage.
Why would you put anyone above Johnny? Like, I'm not even
the ninjas.
I'm not even speaking ironically at this point. Like, Johnny Cage is just the best character. He's got the best personality. Bias. He's the most entertaining. His moves are badass. His fatalities are awesome. He's not super edgelordy like the fucking noob cybots of the world, or the Scorpions or Sub-Zeros. Johnny Cage just
he calls
is.
Tanner to leave. Oh, he's back. Never mind.
He's just the best character. I'm just the best character. I wash my hands of the argument. I don't even want to hear it.
Bias.
But go ahead. Okay, Hunter, you're next.
All right. It's
Johnny Cage.
I'm going to jump forward. I'm going to jump forward and pick someone probably a little newer. I don't know that this would make anybody else's list. Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn is going to be my next choice.
Good character.
I'm a huge aficionado of, like, you know, action adventure type games. And I had a bunch of people above her at first. Lara Croft, Nathan Drake. As much as I like those characters, Aloy has not had the chance to be ruined yet, and that's kind of what I like. Like, Lara Croft only really got good for me in the new reboot games, those most recent three, and I really like that character, and I really like those three games, but Aloy has a nice continuous story beginning to end. Even if they didn't make a sequel, which they are, the story to that game is nuts, and she plays into it really well. Good character. She's a good, strong female character.
Like, she's in, she's in Fortnite.
I don't know anything about that. I can't help you there.
She's in Fortnite.
I don't know her.
Dalton. So is Lara Croft, actually, because Fortnite has now added every character that ever existed.
Yeah.
So.
Of course.
Fortnite's the only game where Master Chief can fight Kratos and, like, Aloy and, you know, a Xenomorph.
Please don't say Aloy.
No, Aloy's a different character. It's from another game called Horizons Double Dawn. It's the sequel. Don't worry about it. Dalton, go ahead.
Horizons Double Dawn.
You didn't even try, man.
I couldn't think of it.
Horizon One Dawn.
It just popped in there.
I couldn't help it. Dalton.
Bulbasaur from Pokemon Red.
Hang up on this turkey.
No. I thought we all assumed we weren't using Pokemon for this because we already did a Pokemon show.
I thought about being a jerk and just doing six Pokemon, but
why would you do six? It was top five.
I think you need to pick a trainer
because I can't count.
Bulbasaur is a monster.
would you say he's a character? Would you say Bulbasaur is a character?
No,
I'd say he's more.
Oh,
like,
I would.
Nope. I'd say he's more like a fighting monster.
Yes. I wouldn't say he's a character because there's more than one of them.
Yeah, there's a million of them.
Okay. So my fourth is Bulbasaur.
That would be like saying that your favorite is the horse from Skyrim. Like there's a lot of
them. Whoa, that's a badass horse. That horse can take a horse can take a lot of
damage. The one with the armor that you paid $5 for.
Firsthand, Jesse, you understand how horse time works. We don't discourage pro horse.
Well, hey, you can be pro horse. Jesse's pro horse. I've checked his credentials. Don't worry. If you're looking at Jesse,
I gave him an ocular pat down. He's good to go.
What the fuck, Lindsay?
I don't know where she is in conjunction to me, but
God, her and Kat.
I like when
Dalton
use words that are not the right words, but he just moves past it.
Yeah, I move quick enough so you can't.
No, I caught it. Almost, it was caught.
Like almost, but not quite.
Yeah. But yeah, so my fourth pick was Bulbasaur.
That's fine. Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hang on.
It looks
on,
like hers is also Bulbasaur.
No, it's not, but I was going the Pokemon route. I'm hitting the wrong buttons. I am going with,
all right. Okay, I couldn't tell if Tanner was frozen or just taking a real big swig.
Yeah. Is that Cynthia?
Yep.
Yes.
No, Cynthia is my favorite of the League Champs. Yes. She's actually got a really good balanced team, and she's a good character.
Cynthia is one of the only trainers or leaders or champions or whatever who feels like this is somebody who came before you in the game and actually played through the same stuff you played through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it drives me nuts running into these people who have a team of literally all the same type and they don't attempt to do anything to combat the one, you know, total team swipe that you're going to have character.
Yeah, because she actually has a balanced team that you have to have different stuff to go up against.
Yes. I've never understood that shit. Why a Pokemon gym leader would have one specific type, and then they would advertise that type.
Meant to be easy for the youngins. And I get that.
The chitlins.
But at the same time, I also like that there's at least somebody who goes outside of that mold at some point.
And I also give respect to Elise because she's the first gym leader in a long time that I did not beat her gym the first time. She's the electric type gym from Black and White, and her stupid Emolga's kicked my ass.
She looks like Jet Grind Radio. All right, Tanner, catch up.
Okay, so I got to get four. Is this strictly playable or can non-playable characters?
Just any characters.
Just characters.
Okay, Altair.
You'll be happy, by the way, Hunter.
For it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was gonna let him do it.
Nope. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ezio is like a low hanging fruit.
Okay. It's like he was listening.
All right. Well, I rescind my choice for Ezio, and I'm gonna replace him with Barrett Wallace from Final Fantasy VII. So fuck you, Tanner.
I agree, but like that's just one. Like, oh, yeah,
no, you didn't. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, moving on.
But
yes,
Assassin's Creed 2,
that's what I said.
One of my favorite characters to actually watch R2 interact with in the game is.
Did you say R2?
Leonardo da Vinci.
What a weird choice. What a strange choice to pick Leonardo da Vinci. Like, I'm not going to shit on it or anything. It's just.
Out of two.
To hear someone saying, like, hey, what's your favorite video game character? Leonardo da Vinci.
From
Assassin's Creed. Because his story in those games is just, it's great. It's really fun. Let me think here. Oh, God. I play entirely too much Assassin's Creed.
I was waiting for the whole fucking list to be Assassin's Creed characters.
Yeah. It's going to be real fucking close. I'm looking at video games I have.
Well, you pause on that. We'll come back to you. What'd you give? Two?
Two. All right. Well, then I'll give one more. And just straight up Eivor from Valhalla, just that character development, finding out who she really is. So come back to me and I'll give you two more.
All right. Zach Kurgis agrees with you, by the way. Let's swing it over to Jesse.
Link! He come to town.
Link? Link?
Zelda.
Link or Lunk?
The Lunk is from Pennsylvania.
If only Lunk was the character in a video game. He's just an epic character in a video.
Lunk is a whole different guy. I thought you talked about Lunk from Pennsylvania.
I'm a big fan of the Zelda franchise, always has been. You don't have to, there's not really much you have to say about, Link. He's
a classic. Main protagonist. He's a classic.
He's the main protagonist from the Legend of Zelda series.
I have to admit, honestly, this is where I might have done kind of what Janner just did, though. If I was going to pick somebody from the Zelda series and it was not Link, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but the bird champion from Breath of the Wild.
Riolos, something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
You know what I'm talking about, but yeah, I would have probably gone with him. Secondary guy.
He's the Han Solo of the Zelda franchise.
Yeah, really.
The resurrected characters, I really like Impa.
Impa was really cool in that series. Awesome. Yeah. Melissa says Navi gets my vote for most annoying. That's true. Only in that one game, though, I think, right? Is it just the one game where she's just, hey, Lisa?
Yeah, she's only
in Ocarina of Time is the only one where she's really.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. She's Lisa. In Majora's Mask. Well.
Yeah,
and played by Julia Roberts in the movie. It was really weird. All right, Shelby.
Karen from Harvest Moon, because she's an absolute savage.
I don't know this character, but I imagine she has probably shortish hair, and she's always asking for
always
a manager.
Always asking for the manager. Yeah. Nope. This girl's got real long brown hair, and she just talks shit to your character the whole time. Like, oh, you're the new farmer? Yeah, you won't last long. Oh, you want to be friends with me? Yeah, no, I don't need you. And she's one of the characters you can marry.
Personally, I find her honesty refreshing. So
she's just an absolute savage lover.
Kaz.
I like that her note says Karen from Harvest Moon dash that savage.
She is.
I was waiting for him to say him.
He just fucking dropped a bomb.
Earthworm Jim.
I can't.
One of my personal favorites from a kid. Like,
kicking myself for not thinking of that one.
I adored that game. And I really Jim wish to me is like one of the most original, interesting characters ever.
Yes.
I really wish the creator wasn't a misogynistic, bigoted piece of shit.
Y'all just got done doing a Disney favorite song.
He also...
Let me turn that on you, Kaz. We did, and yet you picked Earthworm Jim.
Yep.
I find that intriguing.
All right. Well, one, I didn't know about this, so Earthworm Jim is still clean for me. And
I love that character. I love that game. I hate that. That's why I hate that the creator is such a piece of shit.
That was the first thing he said when he saw me wearing my Earthworm Jim shirt, and now I can't wear it.
I also like all the other characters from the Earthworm Jim franchise. Psycho. Princess, or was a Queen Slug for a Princess, no, what's her name? I mean, there was just blah 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 good characters. All right, well, here's
tons
a character.
Of characters, yes.
Here's a character that no one can say is controversial or know anyone involved with the character that's a piece of shit, so it can stay. Richter Belmont.
Give us a second.
Okay. Moving on.
He likes little kids. I don't know.
Well, he does like Maria.
I'm pretty sure I saw him at that congressional thing on January 6th. I think he was there.
I think he was also in the basement of that pizza place.
Richter,
you mean Dalton Tales?
Richter Belmont.
He's not even trying anymore.
Richter Belmont is the best Belmont from from Castlevania. He has long hair and he fights vampires. Hunter.
I thought Richter had short hair. I thought it was Simon with the long hair.
Thank God you asked something about it, because I felt like an asshole just saying the name. So in the original in Rondo of Blood and Dracula X, he has short hair, but in Symphony of the Night, it takes place a little bit later, and he has, that's my favorite look, he has long brown hair, and he wears like this big blue trench coat, and he looks badass. I'm going to find a picture of it, send it in the chat, because that's my Richter Belmont, not that short-haired, fake-ass Ryu from Street Fighter. All right, Hunter.
I absolutely thought for true. Sure you were going to say that he has long hair and he doesn't afraid of anything.
Well, I couldn't think of that.
So the next character is Ryu.
Is this my last one?
So I just want to say,
I joked,
but they legitimately, Richter Belmont's look, like they're on record as saying they were inspired by Ryu from Street Fighter. They wanted to create someone like him with his original look. That's why he looks exactly fucking like him. But Jesse, I'm putting it in Discord now. This is Richter Belmont from Symphony of the Night, and this is my personal favorite Belmont.
Oh yeah, that's a much better look.
Yeah.
I can tell that's the look that Shannon Young tries to model himself after.
Once upon a time, he absolutely did. Now he realizes that unless Richter starts to eat pizza every day for 6 years straight, it's not going to happen.
Somebody find that Michelangelo image real quick, because I don't know what I'm looking for.
It ruined my life. Raphael.
It's all the turtles. Hunter, last one.
All right. I named a bunch of random ones earlier, but I'm going to finish this thing out with Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2. Arthur is one of my all-time favorite protagonists. I don't want to say much about him for anybody who hasn't played the game, but there's a lot. I almost went with a bunch of other characters from that game because there are a ton of great ones. But Arthur just has a really good arc. I mean, no matter what you do with him, he still has a really great arc. I tried to avoid a lot of like player created characters because I mean I love the Fallout series, but that character can be anything you want him to be.
Right.
Arthur, as much as you can change him, still very much has a defined beginning and end.
Right.
And that's just such every time I think about that game, it feels like a movie. And I know I played it for like 2 months straight. It's like a 2 month long movie that I got to have some say in.
I don't know why. I don't like Arthur's voice. I really hated his voice. It bothered me for some reason.
I loved it. I thought he was great. I honestly, this is where I feel like people would put Marston.
John Marston. That's what I was going to say. I feel like people I like John Marston better.
I don't think he's as good a protagonist. I don't think he has, especially once you play Red Dead Redemption 2, I don't think he has as good an arc.
He doesn't have as good as an arc, but I like him better as a character. And I haven't played enough of Red Dead 2, first off, so I don't know Arthur Morgan as well. But
you haven't finished it.
Oh, I know what happens because, of course, the internet fucking spoils everything. I like Marston better, one, because it's Zach Kurgis, and that's cool. And two, it's when I was playing Red Dead Redemption 1, there's a part where I walked into like a saloon and one of the bar girls like propositioned him and he literally said, "Sorry, ma'am, I'm a married man." And from a Rockstar game, the fact that the main character wasn't just fucking every prostitute in the world, I went, "Oh shit, that's refreshing." Yeah. That's super refreshing.
No, that was cool.
Yeah. So I really like that.
Keep playing too and see if you like him as much. Anyway,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, look, I already know it ends bad for him, so.
But yeah, no, that's Arthur. I liked, again, it's not just the character, it's what happens to him over time. I'm going with Arthur.
Dalton, last one.
I am going to go with Riku from Kingdom Hearts. Everybody thought I was a weird joke. No, it's because Sora's dumb as shit. Sora, then, now, and forever is dumb as shit. And
there went Hunter. Love him. Hunter's gone.
He's the best.
I'll be right back.
He's the best boy.
He is, but he's dumb as hell. Riku he was the main character. They just never let you play as him.
Dalton,
cool fucking look in any of the games. Had a way more interesting story of like getting turned, like going to Heartless back to normal and having all of that. Should have like. Love Sora, dumb as a box of rocks. Riku is the substantially better character.
Better than Roxas?
Fuck all that, man. Kingdom Hearts has burned me too many times. I love it. It's a relationship. He won't do it to me again, but he does every time, and it's horrible. I played a rhythm game for 5 hours one day just to get a little bit more of a story, but not really.
Okay, well that's sad. We're gonna go with Tanner now. Tanner, did you think of two more?
We got them.
All right, what do you got?
For number four, I'm going with Cal Kestis.
Is that Jedi? Okay, yeah.
You mean worse Starkiller?
No, better. Fuck Starkiller, stupid, overpowered, fucking dumbass. Anyway, sorry.
Man. That game was fun.
It was, but like, all right. It was the moment I saw that son of a bitch pull down a Star Destroyer with the Force that I went, fuck him. Fuck him.
You mean worse Star Killer?
Anyway, Tanner. Plus, it was Cameron. Was it Cameron Moynihan? Is that his name? The actor from. He was in Gotham as the Joker. Yeah. He's really good.
You mean worse Joker?
No, Tanner, please. Just give the last one. Just give the last one. I gotta go eat.
The OG BMF Red.
Skeleton?
No, from Pokemon.
Red Satoshi
simply,
Ash.
Simply Red, standing by.
I love me some Red Skeleton. I wish I could be a Red, like from Pokemon.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Satoshi. All right, Lindsay?
Okay, so my last one is coming from the only game I've actually been playing lately, which is A3. It's a mobile game where you basically are talked into taking over a theater troupe that is failing and deeply in debt. And you're basically told that within a year's time, you have to reform 4 acting groups with at least 5 members apiece. Their closing show has to have the seats completely filled, and the company's debt has to be paid off in a year. And my current favorite character from it is actually the antagonist, Sakio, that is the debt collector, that ends up turning into being one of the actors and helps you get out of debt, because it turns out when he was a kid, he was actually a big fan of the theater troupe, but he wasn't in a position to help them out, and he was the one that tried to help them by getting them the loan, but then they couldn't pay it back. So he's just got an interesting character story in it.
I get it now. So, I get it. This is why she picked this topic, was just so she could talk about that fucking game. The whole reason she picked this topic.
If you had told me that was the guy from Ace Attorney, I would have been like, yeah, okay. Okay.
That's also what Shannon dreamt of looking like when he was a teenager.
Full on J-Pop America fun time now.
Tanner has to have some alone time. It's not related.
It's not weird. It's not weird.
All right, Jesse, last pick. Last pick.
All right, my last pick is going to be Hector from the Fire Emblem series, the first one released in the U.S. He's the big axe-wielding one.
Hector.
He's not in a Smash Brothers game.
Yet.
Oh, if only he would be.
Give it time.
That would be He's a big boy, right? Big strong?
Yeah. He's just awesome, like... I mean, that original Fire Emblem game is just—it was obviously my first introduction to the game. Like, I just picked it up on a whim, and it turned out to be one of my favorite franchises of all time. And yeah, Hector was one of the protagonists in the first one.
What about the all-time classic Dragon Ball character Yamaha?
You mean right. Yamcha? There's.
I'm pretty sure that's a Pokemon. There. I think.
He wouldn't Gun count Mask. For the list.
I think he's right. All right, Shelby, what do you got? Last one.
Rain Sage from Tales of Symphonia. She is a magic user. She was a teacher. She has a younger brother named Genus, but they're both magic users, but Rain has more powerful attacks because she's older, and she's just a real badass.
I love Tales of Symphonia. That was my favorite GameCube, one of my favorite GameCube games. Did you ever play the sequel?
Vesperia?
No. Tales of Symphonia 2.
Oh, no.
Did you not know that existed?
No.
Yeah, there's straight up a sequel called just Tales of Symphonia 2. Well, bye, Shelby.
And she's gone.
She's gone. All right.
I think Shelby actually just left to go get the game.
She like, just straight up disappeared. It was a really interesting trick.
It's that Simpsons bit where if you listen carefully, she goes, I have to go get something from my car. It's like Jesse just leans at the camera and goes, I don't think she's coming back.
All right, Kaz. Okay. Shelby's gone. She's out of the show now. Kaz.
God.
I gotta cut out, guys.
Bye, Tanner. Kazman. So, a little left field choice here. GLaDOS from Portal.
Nice.
Oh, that's fair.
That's a good one.
Fantastic voiceover, like the whole narrative, just dealing with this dude throughout the game was just And that was mostly what made the game so amazing outside of just the awesome playstyle. But yep. Anyway, that's my choice.
That's a good one. That is an iconic. That's an iconic.
Did you ever play the sequel, Kaz?
Oh, yeah. I beat both of them over and over. I adored those games. It pissed me off that they never continued. Like, to me, that always felt like a game that you could continue remaking and over and over.
Well, see, Valve is allergic to the number three. So it's just, it's never going to happen.
No, he's
also,
right.
Also, did you hear about, like, a lot of people got, like, pissy with, or get pissy with that voice actress at conventions because they don't realize that it's a voice modulator? Not like her she doesn't actually sound like a machine.
That imagine going liar. To like a Black Eyed Peas concert and being like, boy, this sounds like shit. What happened here?
If T-Pain is serenading you privately and you're like, whoa.
That's not what I paid for.
He has a phenomenal voice though.
Yeah, but no, it's not T-Pain voice. Joke. Yeah, it's not T-Pain voice.
Like, he starts serenading you with this beautiful voice that's velvety smooth, and you're like, that's not auto-tuned.
That's not T-Pain.
Bring out the machine.
Shannon, I have two things before you announce your final one. The first one, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. You're right that John Marston does get a very cool bit from Rockstar and that he, you know, turns this stuff down because he's a married man. I will counter that to a certain degree with the fact that Arthur Morgan gets to beat up racists and not get in trouble for it.
That's always good.
Yeah, you can if you come across the Klan out in the woods, you can just burn them. Nobody will do a thing. And there's a guy who's promoting eugenics in Saint-Denis, and he's the only NPC in the game in a city that if you just beat him to death, no one will stop you, even if the cops are right in front of you.
Okay, it's funny you mentioned that. The only I played up to that part, I went to Saint-Denis because I was like, oh, I love the multiplayer. I want to see how it is a single player. So I go there, and the dude's on the corner talking about it, right? I immediately pulled my pistol out and shot him in the face, and no one cared. I waited for the cops.
No one blinked.
No one cared. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So I know that guy. Yeah.
It's bound to happen at some point.
Exactly.
He had it coming.
And then number two, I know what your number one is.
Oh, I don't think you do.
I think if it's not, you're going to be very upset that you didn't think of this.
Well, wait, now
we did these in numeral order.
Now I'm pissed off. No, we did not. No, it's
no.
Just
you
tell me what you think it is so I can get pissed off if it's wrong.
Johnny Gat.
Ooh.
I did not
and
put
now he's mad.
I did not put Johnny Gat. But let me add him because I actually have three because I couldn't decide. So we're going to add Johnny Gat to that list.
I'm going to guess
Lee. All right, well,
what's that, Jesse?
Oh yeah, Squall.
Leonhart.
Okay, so Jesse is correct. My number one top four is very much Johnny Gat because he is just such a good character.
Our number one.
have you ever seen the show Lost?
Few seasons.
Do you remember the Asian guy on there, Daniel Dae Kim? That's Johnny Gat. I thought he was foreign. Until I heard him as Johnny Gat, and I'm like, oh, he speaks English better than me. Look at me over here being fucking stupid, white man. Johnny Gat is so fucking iconic and awesome. But here are my other three. Squall, Leonhart, because I modeled a lot of my life after him.
He's a big old bitch in Kingdom Hearts.
As in the character
Kingdom Hearts are. So...
Except for Riku.
Wait, how is he a bitch? He's Leon.
No, I said what I said.
Isn't he like supposed to be like badass in Kingdom Hearts?
No, he's like the easiest Final Fantasy character to beat.
Oh, you fight him?
Yeah.
That sucks. Did you know Lance Bass played Sephiroth in the first game?
Sure did.
Should have stayed Lance Bass. My second one is Guybrush Threepwood.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's him right there, actually.
Pause for groans.
No, he's
pause
over there.
Groans.
That's a good choice.
So for those of you who don't know who Guybrush Threepwood is, he was from Secret of Monkey Island. One of the old LucasArts point-and-click games. I absolutely loved it. And then my last one is probably my actual pick, and it's Doomguy. Because fucking Doomguy, man. Oh, my God. Doomguy is the shit. He's not quite Pyramid Head, but he's still the shit. You give that man a BFG and watch him go to town. Okay. That's going to do it for us tonight. Want to thank you guys. We're gonna get out of here because we got to eat food and play Call of Duty. You know, I'm surprised no one mentioned Captain Morgan or Captain Price or whatever his name is.
Did anybody mention Samus from Metroid? I'm just curious.
No.
Briefly, but not as
Samus came up, but not as one of the top five.
Well, there's, I mean, my God, there's so many. Like, there's too many iconic characters to pick, honestly. Like,
you don't remember when we came into this, Shannon was like, I can't think of five.
I thought of nine. One of them was Hunters.
I had 15.
Michaela's really hitting on the fact that no one mentioned Pac-Man. Why would we? He's just a yellow circle.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, in Pac-Man 2, he had legs and arms and everything.
Oh no, Pac-Man! Look, Pac-Man's awesome. I love Pac-Man. He's just not going to make my top list.
He's Paku Man.
Yeah,
it's eat anyway. Yeah,
I get that.
You can't put on the cabinet because then they'll make it an F.
I get that reference.
Well, people thought that, Hunter.
All right, we're not going to be back tomorrow for horse time. So
no,
this is it. We'll be back on Monday with an all new nerd up. Nerd up.
He's for validation.
It may be you and
Jesse.
Wait,
have you been harboring nerds all this time?
Are you a fucking nerd sympathizer?
No. I don't know. We talk about where the nerds are.
Weird. Oh,
we bring them up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, it got me worried. I was going to have to take out a nerd.
Oh, that took way too long to get that joke.
Okay. All right, we're good. Tuesday, all new PZ85 plays. It's the final episode of the Dawn of Defiance, Hunter, we think.
Yes, it is. Yep. It's the final episode of this final installment of this episode. Core of Corruption comes to an end on Tuesday. It is the last arc that we will get completely through before we, we're only off for 1 week.
Right.
And we may get that worked out anyway. So it's no big deal. But that arc is coming to an end on Tuesday. So be there.
Michaela, if I looked in the mirror and I saw a nerd looking back at me, even if it was me, I would smash the mirror with my fist and I would take a shard from it and I would cut my own fucking throat. And then you wouldn't even bury me. You would just throw me in a ditch because I don't fucking care about my life if I was a nerd. I'd be worthless.
You know what I just realized? First?
That was the worst ASMR I've ever had in my life. You were right next to me.
No, Dalton, that's this.
Stop it.
Our Tuesday episode falls on Star Wars Day.
Oh shit! That's awesome. That's awesome.
Good stuff.
All right.
I love it.
That's incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys are gonna shit yourselves. It's gonna be great.
Wednesday, all new Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Thursday, After Dark once again. Lindsay's gonna be back with another regretful decision. And then Friday, the return of the horses. It's horse time again. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for this special edition of After Dark. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourselves. Go play some classic video games, but not Kingdom Hearts. Hunter, take us out.
I'm unable to quit because I am too legit. Later.